Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
In my 27 years as a Victorian policewoman, I investigated everything from a stolen bicycle to a stolen life. Policing taught me a lot about human nature, which I explore in my podcasts with a variety of fascinating guests discussing the human side and impact of crime, not only on their lives, but mine as well. My podcasts are not suitable for children and some adults for that matter. If you find yourself affected by my subject matter, please contact Lifeline or any other support service or person that you feel comfortable with. Thank you.
So what we decided to do was to develop a way that would allow for the resolution of multiple traumas at the same time in one session, without the person having to talk about it.
Today's part two of my interview with Costa Nikolaidis, a registered psychologist and fellow NLP master practitioner who's worked in the field of mental health for 29 years, working with everything from depression to schizophrenia and specialising in complex trauma, PTS and personality disorders. Costa conducted an NLP trial with the assistance from our previous guest, Rob Blizzard, where three former members and seven volunteers from the armed forces and the prison system agreed to take part in that trial. And Costa gives us an insight into what happened during that trial and some of the phenomenal and very unexpected results. Costa tells us about NLP, and we use a situation I had trouble dealing with for him to explain how he would treat me. He talks about using additional techniques after police attend a traumatic incident rather than just the debrief, which he says is very important. NLP is another technique to help in reducing a traumatic response to an event that we've witnessed or been involved in. NLP doesn't require the patient, like myself, for instance, to relive the trauma that we've experienced, so we don't have to re-trauma ourselves constantly. Costa explains the anchor collapse technique and some amazing statistics that he found after conducting the trial I spoke of earlier. In fact, he describes some of the statistics as, quote, astronomical and phenomenal, unquote. They're pretty strong words, aren't they? I'm not sure if Rob told us when I interviewed him, but Costa tells us about using NLP with Rob. And after the session, Rob was able to walk down Bourke Street unaffected by his previously almost debilitating PTSD symptoms. Anytime he went near Bourke Street, he heard of Bourke Street mentioned. So if you're suffering from PTSD and you found that you're not improving, or you're not where you want to be recovery-wise, I spoke, well, what have you got to lose? And give Costa a call. Anyway, have a great week and take care of yourselves. See ya.
What it is that I've discovered with the help of one of my colleagues was a process that allows for the resolution of a multitude of traumas, like 10, 100, 2,000, 10,000 traumatic events, all at the same time, all at once, without the person having to actually speak about them, which led to the development of this particular process that we've been trialing with the Victorian Police veterans.
Because I'm just thinking to myself, can we use me as an example?
Sure.
So with child abuse material, I found that very distressing, but I had to do it because it was my job. I had to view it and grade it for court.
Yes.
So when I saw this particular material, I would have this like in the pit of my stomach or the bottom of my heart. It's like it. I had a brick and it just went down to the pit of my stomach. You know, it was a real heavy feeling. So let's say it's at the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is would I or you touch the bottom of my heart if you were my practitioner? Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what that process would be to help me with that? Like,
I think I get what it is that you're asking. During the anchor collapse technique, we do not have to touch any particular or specific point in the person's body. In fact, I, as a practitioner, don't even have to touch it. The person can touch it themselves, as long as that. Part of the body is not something that you usually touch, like the palm of your hand. It's irrelevant. A lot of people touching the back of their elbows or the pit of their shoulder blades around the neck or the back of their ear. So it's a unique spot that the person feels comfortable touching that they don't usually touch in their day-to-day life for no reason. So it's not specific to where you feel the pit at the bottom of your heart. I would not have to touch that. It's just another spot that is unique to each individual.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And so let's say that we touch my forearm.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
So what happens then? What do we do then?
Then what I would do as a practitioner is I would ask you to recall the event and see what it is that you were seeing, hear what you were hearing, and really get in touch with that emotion. And that would bring it up for you. And then what I would do is I would have a little break from that and I would snap you back to reality, into the present, by saying things such as 75% of German Shepherds are dogs and the other 25% are German Shepherds. Now, it will take you a little bit of time to get that.
Yes.
Yes. Because, you know.
I'm still trying. Yeah.
You know, there are shepherds in Germany. That's all I'm going to say about that. And then what I would do is I would find another spot on your body that you felt comfortable with, maybe on your other forearm or at the back of another part of your body. And I would ask you to recall emotions that make you feel empowered and safe and at peace, or whatever emotion you wanted to bring up. And I would anchor those emotions in that new spot. So I would say, with each emotion, I would say, recall a particular incident when you felt totally empowered or totally safe or totally at peace, and see what you were seeing, hear what you were hearing, feel what you were feeling. And I would do that with several emotions. So I would stack them on that particular spot. And then I would touch both spots at the same time. And I would remove one of my fingers. And then I would remove the other finger. And you would find that when you were touching the first spot on your forearm, which is attached to the negative event that you experienced, you would no longer have that old emotion. You would not be able to recall the old emotion or feel the old emotion and thoughts. It's bizarre. But that's the beautiful thing about neuro-linguistic programming. It works at the neurology of the level, at the unconscious level, that we do not have access. And the unconscious world is magical. And I say that word intentionally. It works with symbols. It works with lack of logic. Anything is possible. It has no limits. I love working with it because it's like a three-year-old child that will do everything, you know, and accepts everything as reality. And when you can affect change at that level, your conscious mind has no option but to take it on board, because our conscious mind is measured to be about 5% of our entire consciousness, whereas the other 95 is what I work with as an NLP practitioner.
Okay. Right. So what would happen is that, let's say, the child abuse material with having performed that, what's it called?
Anchor collapse.
Having done that, I wouldn't be so affected by what I saw because I would have a positive, the alternative is my positive thoughts about, say, my feet in the water down at the beach or something. So I would have a positive thought rather than that negative, weighty sort of feeling. Is that right?
Well, This is your analytic and conscious way of trying to understand the unconscious mind.
Yes. All right, and don't even try, Costa, because I still struggle with how we work electricity, and I am still thinking about those German shepherds. Don't worry. That's just about done my head in. hey, Costa, tell us about the trial that you did.
Yes,
it just sounds amazing.
Certainly, we, as I briefly mentioned, we developed a technique with one of my colleagues. She was my trainer, and she had mentioned something that she had done with one of her clients, and I thought to myself, "Oh my, does she know what she has?" So I took what it is that she had done with her client and I said, maybe I can apply this to multiple traumas, multiple events, and find a way that I can work with, as I said, tens, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of traumatic events all at the same time without having to hear what it is that the person has been through, therefore protecting myself from vicarious trauma, and without the client themselves having to recall the event and go through it, which is very traumatic in itself.
So, oh, Costa, the times that I have had to repeat, this is to the professionals when we were trying to work out, you know, what was wrong and how we were going to fix me, the number of times that I had to repeat going into this minute detail, you're right, it was like re-traumatizing myself time and time again.
Absolutely, and that is what the conventional treatments in psychology have been doing. Apart from this relatively recent wave of EMDR, every other technique has involved the recollection of the events in as much detail as possible. And EMDR in itself has taken principles of NLP in order for it to actually be as effective as it is, but not all of NLP. So what we decided to do was to develop a way that would allow, as I said, for the resolution of multiple traumas at the same time in one session without the person having to talk about it. And it actually has become a fun process. If I can actually, I dare to say that it's fun. But everybody that finishes the session with me, they go, if I can say, crap, Costa, that was really bloody weird, with a smile on their face. So the trials have been really fascinating, and I thank any of the officers that are listening to this at the moment or have participated. We asked the people to come in, and I sat down and I explained to them what it is that we were going to do. I asked them, you know, I don't need to know any of the events. And I did an assessment of symptoms of PTSD on a clinical scale and another assessment of major depression on another clinical scale before we started. And I explained the reasons behind that. So following the collection of that data, we went into the room and we did what it is that we were supposed to do. And everybody felt different as soon as they had finished. The participants went away, and within 4 to 6 weeks, I organized to meet with them again just so I can do a follow-up and get some more data on the same clinical tests. And we found, my jaw dropped and my colleague's jaw dropped. We found that there was a reduction of a minimum of 75% in the experiencing of PTSD symptoms following just one session that went for 1.5 hours, a minimum of 75%. With some people, you cannot even see any symptoms of PTSD on the clinical scales at all, like 100% change. And we went, what is going on here? This is just very unexpected. For us, it was very unexpected. I knew that it would work and be efficient and effective, but I could not in my wildest dream imagine such results. And then on the second session, some people would say, oh, I'm still having this experience. And then I would say, okay, let's spend an hour just to work on this particular aspect of symptoms. And we would work on that particular aspect of symptoms, be it a flashback.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
So basically, maybe it was another anchor, or it was a habit that they had developed over the many years of PTSD, or maybe it was a particular way of behaving. So it was like a strategy that they were doing unconsciously. So we would spend an hour working on that particular issue, then they would go away and come back, and that issue would be resolved completely, to the point that we went from having consistent results of complete elimination of PTSD symptoms within 2 to 3 sessions. It just disappeared on the clinical scales.
God, right.
Yeah.
Cost, sorry, I am just 75% of the symptoms.
Yes.
Like, that is huge.
In just one session.
Yeah.
And it's an astronomical and unbelievable statistic. But the thing is that we have done this trial not only with police veterans. I have engaged army veterans. I have engaged people that have been in MVAs. I've engaged people that have experienced sexual abuse. I've engaged people that have experienced abandonment and betrayal from different individuals, and did the same technique and the same assessments with everybody, and the results are consistent that after one session, it's a minimum of 75% reduction. And by the third session, there is absolutely, well, PTSD symptoms cannot be measured on the clinical scales that we're using. It's phenomenal.
You know, you must be sitting, yes, it is, phenomenal is an understatement, but you must be sitting on a gold mine, and I don't mean in a monetary sense. I mean from a psychological a treatment sense. Like, where do you go from here, Costa? Because those figures are just, as you said, they're phenomenal.
That's right. That's right. And it's a really precarious situation that we're finding ourselves in, because the world of psychology is rather conventional and regimented, and rightfully so, because yep. they want to retest a particular technique or proposal, have it reviewed by peers, which is a process that can take, that usually can take years for treatment to be accepted as appropriate. So we will do that in the background and start presenting it to other peers so they can review it. But primarily what needs to be done is we need to teach it to other practitioners. So yes, they can go and they can carry out the process and get the data themselves, which then will create a much bigger pool of data that can be presented to the, in inverted commas, closed world of psychology in order for it to become more acceptable. Now, we've decided that we're going to teach this technique and train people in it who have a psychology background or a social work background or have at least a master's in NLP. But they would have to go through an interview with us in order for us to say, yep, okay, the technique is something that you will be able to carry out. Because we don't want to give it just to anybody who doesn't have not only the training, but experience in working with trauma. It's a very sensitive area. And having a person or a coach who has not had experience in working with trauma may not be appropriate. So we're working currently on a training program where we can teach it to psychologists and specific other individuals in order for them to go out and get the results that we are getting. And therefore, it becomes more well-known. And we've decided to call this approach MT squared, M for Mary, T for Tom, squared for squared, which stands for Multiple Trauma Minimization Therapy. And the more we train people in it and make it known to the world, more people will come and they will get the experience of it and they will get the results, and then they will tell others, just like Rob has done and just like Neil and maybe some others from the Police Veteran Association will be able to tell you as well, because they had some pretty amazing results.
Actually, could you tell us a little bit about Neil and Rob, and I believe Rob has given you carte blanche to say
yes,
you know, within reason, whatever you like, about the treatment of them. Can you tell us a little bit about Rob and Neil and what you found with their treatment?
Sure. I met Rob at one of the trainings that he attended. I was one of the helpers during his training, so I was helping the trainer teach the class. And the trainer at some point in time started speaking about trauma, and she asked me what it is that I do about trauma. And I said, look, I do certain things with trauma that can make you even forget particular events. But I avoid deletion of events, because we can actually delete memories with NLP to up to a certain point. And I said, I do this and I do this and I do that. So Rob heard that. And at the end of his of the day, that of the training, he came up to me and he asked to find a little bit more about me and who I am and what it is that I do and why I do it. So we developed a friendship together. And he told me about his experience with the police force incidents and how he went on leave because of PTSD. And we spoke over the next coming weeks, and he decided to say, okay, how about you do this technique with me and we can speak to the police association about it and maybe help police officers and veterans. So I worked with him. He was the first participant. As I look back on that particular session and recording, I go, Costa, it was a good one, but you have learned a lot more because of that. As it usually is, you know. And yeah. Rob had experienced a particular trauma, as you mentioned, about the Bird Street Mall. And he told me that following the technique, he had gone back to the Bird Street Mall, which was a place that he was avoiding. And he did not even realize that he was standing at the spot where some of those bodies had laid, which was a memory that was very prominent for him. He did not even realize, and he had absolutely no emotion. He actually said that he was feeling really good being in that place. And it was until somebody mentioned to him, hey, how are you feeling, that he had to check whether or not he was feeling any remnants of PTSD symptoms, which he wasn't. And then he put me on to a few other members of the police force and the veterans there, and one of them was Neil. And I loved working with Neil. He came, he drove 2 hours to come and meet with me and then drove 2 hours away. Following his first session, he was one of the people that said, that was very different, Costa, with a big smile. And, you know, Neil went home and he goes, his wife asked him what it is that he did. And he tried to explain and replicate it to people. Because he saw this tremendous change in him. And, you know, he was having night terrors for many, many, many years every night. And following just that one session, he said, the night terrors just disappeared and I'm having the best sleep of my life and I am snoring to the dismay of my wife.
Costa, what a great story. And for the listeners, we're going to hear from Neil in next week, I believe. But, oh, Costa, that is, boy. You're right, you know, like, how could you explain that? Like,
yes.
Oh, but the subconscious is just something that not a lot of us really understand.
No, we don't.
I think I speak for a fair few of us.
That's right.
But obviously what you do, like, just to think that you have changed Rob and Neil's lives, I think why wouldn't somebody try it? I mean,
yes, I totally agree with you. And you know, for the trials that we ran, they were free of charge, of course. And for police veterans, because as I say to you, I take my hat off to you, and I am forever thankful for the work that you have done. We make it easily accessible financially. I mean, what would a person pay? I wonder about this. If in order for them to free themselves of the symptoms of PTSD, what is that worth to a person? And many people say, I would give everything. And I say, I don't want everything. I just want your commitment and a very small contribution for my time. So for the police veterans, we're making it very easily accessible and affordable. Whereas for the population that is not involved in the emergency services, we kind of up the price a little bit because they haven't really contributed to the world or to my life as an individual as much as the police have. Because literally, you guys have actually saved my life numerous times. And I don't explain how. The incidents themselves, I keep in confidence, but you have saved my life. So I give back to you guys as much as I can.
And so, Costa, you know, I could talk to you for hours. but my battery on my computer wouldn't allow it.
Yes, yes.
But can you? So how do people contact you?
Look, at this moment in time, you have my phone number. I'm actually in the process of finalizing the website that we have developed, and the website is called The Way. Psychology, hypnosis, and coaching. It will be live in less than 2 weeks, and you will be able to find it. I can send you a quick email to tell you where exactly it is and the link and the name of it.
That'd be good, because I'll put it on the bottom of the show notes.
Fantastic.
Because, but I fear that if you get people to ring me, that I will be inundated, Costa, and I have enough trouble keeping up with my emails and phone calls now.
Yes, they can contact me directly if they wanted to, Narelle. I can give you my number if you would like that.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, what I'll do, Costa, what I'll do is let's put it on the show notes.
Yes.
I don't know, I feel a little bit funny about giving your number, but... Yeah,
I do not know about it at all. I mean, anybody who wants to work with me eventually or at some point in time, we speak on the phone. So having my my number available to members of your audience who actually want to work with me and work for themselves and in relieving the PTSD symptoms, that is a definitely acceptable pathway. I mean, we have to make myself available, and I become available to all of you who are listening and who will be listening at some point. So there is absolutely no hesitation with providing my number at all to your members.
Well, go on.
Zero.
Your number out. And don't ever come back to me and say, what the hell did I do? Go for it. Go for it, Costa. What's your number?
It's 0488-172-859. Whenever you want, just give us a call. As I said to you, I'll provide you with a link to the website in 2 weeks when it's finished. And it will have information about trauma and PTSD, as well as other interventions such as hypnosis or NLP or psychotherapy. So thank you very much for everything, Narelle.
Oh, Costa, I can only... I just think what a fantastic, what an option, you know, like if the traditional methods haven't worked or what you've tried haven't worked, what have you got to lose? You've got everything to gain. Anyway, thank you, Costa.
It's
been an absolute pleasure.
You have a lovely afternoon, day, night, whatever time of the day you guys are listening to this. And we might speak again.
We will, Costa. Thanks.
Okay. Bye, Narelle.
Bye. As you've probably noticed, we've moved to a new platform called Acast. I think that's the right expression, I've got no idea. And my previous reviews haven't transferred over. I need reviews. Could you do me a favour and put up a review? And thank you so much for your support and patronage. With your help, I can give you that little bit extra. Thanks.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.